USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hunter Biden's lawyers insist he's divested from a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but refuse details of the sale. Chinese business records still list Hunter Biden as an owner of the Chinese investment firm BHR Partners. The CDC has announced drug overdose deaths surged by 30% during the first year of the pandemic, with Black and Native American communities being hit the hardest. Fentanyl has accelerated the crisis, and since President Biden's open border policy, the abundance of fentanyl in America has seen the black market price drop dramatically. Dr. Edward Chapman, a physician in Washington, D.C., tells PBS ODs continue to climb in his area.
And then we saw another 4 or 5% increase between 20 and 21. So our overall increase since 2019 has been about 50%.
USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Vice President Mike Pence and his former boss, President Trump, will hold dueling rallies in Arizona on Friday as they stump for rival candidates. Once again, they will cross paths and deliver speeches on the same day in Washington. An elections director in Washington State's King County says her office is asking the sheriff's office to investigate people who put signs near ballot boxes warning that they were under surveillance. Summertime brings the usual suspects to the forefront.
Dangerous temperatures are being felt from California to Massachusetts, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat warnings or advisories. The National Weather Service said that more than 60 new record highs will be set across 20 states by the end of the week. As of Tuesday, 85 large fires were burning more than 3 million acres in 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Two startup space companies in California, Relativity Space and Impulse Space, announced Tuesday they are teaming up to launch the first commercial mission to Mars. That'll be taking place in 2024, years before the first potential trip by SpaceX. The Pentagon announced that the United States is now in the Hypersonic Missile Club as of Tuesday. The medium-range hypersonic missile was launched from the back of a Marine Corps logistics truck at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. The Lockheed Martin project flies over five times the speed of sound. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota on Newsmax, he's sounding the alarm that the Chinese are buying up American farmland. One purchase by Chinese group Fufang is within 12 miles of the strategic Grand Forks Air Force Base.
So the first review process is actually just that, a review. They have to do it within 45 days, and you can actually expedite that even. Once a review is done and the review, you know, reveals certain things, certain threats perhaps, or a risk assessment of some sort, it can then go to another 45-day investigation. If that investigation demonstrates that the mitigation of risks would either be difficult, costly, impossible, the president can then review it for his own 15 days, and then the president can determine whether or not the, as Sarah said, whether or not the investment should be allowed to go forward. I think the first review is all that will be necessary, quite honestly, because local officials could take it from there.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.